You know, I went through the book of Revelation 8 times, verse by verse, and I did a deep dive. It took me a long time. It took me like 5 years. Because I was serious about it, you know? I mean, ever since I got saved, I've just been in the Word, you know? That's why I kind of laugh at Jezebel, but Jezebel can get a toehold in for a minute or two because they pretend to be a mirror image, the narcissist. Anyway, I know too much. You can't blame the narcissistic Jezebel. You pretty much saw the red flags. You chose to go into it. It's your own fault. If you fall into a narcissistic Jezebel situation, you either went into it too fast or you wanted to go into it believing a lie, believing the dream, you know, and the dream never works out. Anyway, back to what I was saying. The book of Revelation, I asked AI why reading the book of Revelation would bless you, and it gave me some answers, but only God really knows. But we can infer a few things. And when you read Revelation, you kind of break down the end times and you break down what this whole place is about. Because in chapter 4, it's about a worship service, right? Worshiping God, you know, the saints. The 24 elders would represent the church, you know. And if we have any crowns, you know, there's 5 crowns mentioned in the Bible. If we have any crowns, and I hope we do, soul winner's crown is a good one. He that wins souls is wise, and you can cover a multitude of sins, right? But we throw our crowns down at the foot of Jesus because it's all Him anyway. He does it through us. It's nothing to do with us. So when you look at chapter 1, it says, he that reads this or hears it is going to be blessed with the intention of submitting to it, you know, obeying it, heeding it, learning it, understanding it. So what are you seeing when you read Revelation? You're seeing the culmination of the ages. You're seeing that it's all going to work out in the end. You're seeing that the devil's a defeated foe. You're seeing that Babylon is fake. You see through the fake reality that we're in. You see through the fake Illuminati system that's set up. And you see through the stock markets. You see through the dead corporate system. You see through the thing. The whole thing doesn't, you can still use it for your benefit. But you don't put any confidence in it. You know that any moment of any day, the whole thing could crash and burn at any moment. And also you see the rapture in Revelation. You know this whole thing is coming to an end, and at any moment you could be raptured out of here. And so when you study the book of Revelation, you're going to see the big picture. And if you see the big picture on anything in life, you're going to be blessed. Because you're not looking at it piecemeal anymore. You're looking at the big picture. It's kind of like if somebody says, I want you to put this puzzle together. You know, those little puzzles with pictures on them. And so you start putting the pieces together. But you really can't do it without seeing the big picture. You can do it, but it's going to take longer because you're trying to match. But if you look at the big picture, you can do that puzzle faster. And so that's the secret. To see the big picture makes life easier to deal with down here. And so also throughout the Bible, if you obey God, you're going to be blessed, right? But when you read Revelation, you're setting your affections above, not below. You're seeing the spiritual realm behind the daily activities, the daily struggles and all that. You know that this is just temporary. And you can just kind of laugh about the problems. You know, if they're really bad, you know, maybe not laugh. But let's say there's some health issues or something. Just, you know that God has a solution. Most likely you can find a solution to your health problem, you know. Long story short, I think the reason, one of the reasons, only God knows, one of the reasons that you get blessed when you read Revelation is because you're seeing the big picture and you're seeing through the matrix. You're seeing through Babylon. You're seeing through the 666 cube AI beast Therion. You know that the beast Therion is coming on the scene and you're seeing through it. You know, you see through the whole game.